Right. I mean, we could start it off with the big, you know. We'll see. It is a balmy 83 degrees in Florida, the Sunshine State, the site of this year's annual podcasting Olympics. Oh, did I say annual? I meant every 4 years, but I don't know the word for that, so I don't know what it is. It looks like now stepping up to the podium is the president of the Podcasting Olympics himself, Mr. Adam Burns. He is now standing out in front of the crowd. He's going to address them. Let's take a listen to what he's going to say.
Does your dog eat poop? Because, are we on? Welcome everyone to the 1500,000th Podcast Olympics.
As you know, the Olympics are broadcast in English and French and Mexican. Let's listen to that translation now, shall we?
Zan az unip, olean soak orn oroment. Aminiet Sisk Zeretnel Bulldog Karaskunt.
Make sure to join us later when we continue our Olympic coverage with the answering of the bacon phone calls. It is an annual I got nothing.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And Mexican, let's listen to that translation now.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1585 of the BFO for Thursday, the 20th. Of February 2014, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to talk about the quiz programs and... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Ready! Hello, cherry pies.
Big Fatty, is that Volga?
No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're cherry pies today because, y'all, it's National Cherry Pie Day.
Big Fatty!
Which is very different than yesterday, which, of course, was that Timmy Sims' celebration.
Big Fatty, I'm going to tell you something. Big Fatty, that Timmy Sims had more cake on Hump Day than I couldn't believe it. It's just, he put it up on the Twitty and on the Face Space, all this cake he had and Squeaky Kitty, and I wanted some, and I hope he's going to mail me some cake.
But anyway, Poodle, you just never know about these things. But y'all, it's a good day in the coal mine. Let's see. Got some things done this morning. Y'all working on a project, and I was kind of updating. Gosh, y'all, I didn't. You know, when I come home at lunch here at the Fat Cave, I'll have my little lunch, and y'all, I'll put my feet up. Gonna just put my feet up for about 10 or 15 minutes, and y'all, I wasn't able to do that today because during my lunch I went to the Von's East.
Yes, Big Freddy.
Y'all, can you hear that?
You hear it? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it.
Yo, went by the Von's East during my lunch hour. Y'all, I didn't look old today. Didn't get the senior citizens discount. Y'all, it's too bad it wasn't the gas card week, because y'all, I spent quite a bit. But y'all, remember now, last hump day, I didn't go to the Von's East because, you know, I was heading out of town to go over the Horror Hotel. But y'all, this... So this week was kind of a 2 week deal. The penny coupon was the Von's East pecan shortbread. So I got those and I took them into the coal mine. Y'all, I got my two chicken bazooms, fried chicken bazooms that I always get on my Wednesday. Y'all, they had some real good looking navel oranges. So I got me five of those, and y'all got some lemons. I'm gonna make some more of that lemon chicken soup. But y'all, I forgot to get the orzo pasta, so I think I'm just gonna leave it out this time. Got some solid. Got the baby spinach to go in that soup. y'all, they had the frozen green giant steam in the bag vegetables. Buy one get one free. Got some sugar snap peas and some. What was the other thing I got? Oh, some sort of Italian broccoli or something like that. I didn't know what that was. Y'all, they had a coupon. Buy two cans of the crushed tomatoes and get a dollar off. Got that. Y'all, I needed coffee filters. Something bad. Y'all got me some ground round, and I got me some of those boneless chicken cutlets. They were both on sale. Some fresh basil. Y'all, I got that for the soup this time instead of using the dried basil. Y'all, they had the good Oscar Mayer thick sliced Bayfran on sale. So y'all, I got 4 pounds of that. I'm on my last pound, so I went ahead and stocked up. They also had the big bag of the Von's East breaded chicken tenders on sale. Y'all, these are the good ones. These aren't the crappy ones. Y'all needed some yellow onions, some carrot match sticks for the what do you call that? Big Fatty, we call it soup. And y'all, I got me a package of ground sirloin. Also, I think I'm going to make me a hamburger steak when I finish recording the little show. And cook that with a sliced onion in some Worcestershire sauce. Y'all, I spent $70.09, but y'all have saved $21.47. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, of course, whenever I go by the Von's East, I go by the P.O. Box, and y'all, in there was not one, not two, I say two, but three cans, and y'all, I realize that I never posted the picture of the other VD card. That I got. So, y'all, I'm just going to add these three to those other VD cans. And I'll put it up at noon tomorrow. Noon tomorrow, y'all. Or noon on Thursday. Yes, Big Fatty, get it correct. Y'all, our first one is from, y'all, it's from the Spambasta of the BFO. Y'all, it's that Laughing Buddha. Yes, Big Fatty. And I noticed that the Laughing Buddha had, I was listening to his little show about having his broken pipes. Big Fatty, is he as old as you to have broken pipes? No, I think this meant plumbing. Well, that's what I'm doing. No, I think this mean like pipes coming into the house. Yes, Big Fatty. Just sounded horrible. 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 But Mark, I can relate to you, because after we had the Hurricane Hugo here in Charleston in 1989, way back last century, the worst part of it all was not having water. And, you can live without electricity for a long time, but without water, no ma'am. Y'all, it's a cute little puppy dog, and he's wearing some sort of little crocheted hat with little hot ears, and it says, it's Valentine's Day, burger. Another reason to tell you how lovable you are. Happy Valentine's Day. Much bacon. Love from your Spambassador, XOXO, Mark. Mark, that's just lovely. Thank you so much for that. That's just, it's so kind, and I'm sorry that the U.S. Postal Service got it to me so late, but that's all right. It is what it is. Y'all, our next can is from Miss Bacon, and the reason I know that is because, y'all, the return address is Bacon. Be ready. And it says on the back envelope, it says, Be our Valentine. Be ready. And y'all, it's in a red envelope, and you open it. Oh, look at that, Big Fatty! And it's a little pink. It's a little pony with a pink tail and skipping across a rainbow. And it says Happy Hot Day. And it says You make sunny days sunnier, funny things funnier, and happy times happier. Everything that love everything that's bacon. Poodle, Big Fatty, poodle and fart sack. Fart sack? Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Don't spread yourself too thin this Valentine's Day. You have lots of sweeties vying for your affection. Fart sack? Big Fatty. So, Miss Bacon, thank you so much. That's just lovely. Big Fatty, I just love the little pony, Squeaky Kitty, and I take it. Yeah, you and the puppy dog. Yeah, we'll go. Okay, y'all go over there in the corner. Okay, all right. Anyway. And y'all, our last cat, it's in a white envelope. Y'all, I don't have any idea who it's from. The postmark says Dakota Central Post Office, South Dakota. Y'all don't have any idea who it could be from, but let's just open it up and see who sent us a cat. And y'all, it's cat. And it says, thinking of you. And y'all, I don't know what this is on the front. It looks like almost like a sympathy card. And then it says, February 18th, National Crab Stuff Flounder Day, Kim Beaver. May time help ease your sorrow and bring you comfort. Y'all, is this addressed to me? Yeah, it is. Okay. Miss Beaver, this card is evidently for you, and I'm just going to read it to you. February 18th, National Crab Stuff Flounder Day. Kim Beaver, may this time help ease your sorrow and bring you comfort. Love, K. Bacon. Thank you, Kim, for loving bacon. This card is for Miss Kim Beaver. I have a feeling for every tuna that is caught, a tear is dropped. Okay, where was my head when I was in the education system? How do I not know what a tuna looks like? I seriously want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. On behalf of Miss Beaver, Miss Bacon, we want to thank you for this. And on behalf of Miss Beaver, I'd like to just announce that Miss Beaver will be putting a picture of a tuna up in the at the lodge, and Miss Bacon, it'll be put over there just for you and your time of learning, and it'll be the Beaver School of Tuna education system or something over there for you. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that, and y'all I don't know what to say about that, and Miss Beaver, pardon me for opening the card, but it was addressed to me, but it was evidently for you. And y'all, after all that, I need a drink. Now, y'all, it's the next to the last day of Gin Week, and y'all, I've got two left. I got the Bombay Sapphire, and I've got the Hendrix. And y'all, I'm most interested in the Hendrix, so I think I'm gonna save it for tomorrow for the last little show. So y'all, I'm pouring the Bombay Blue Sapphire. You know, that's Digger and T. Wiggles' favorite gin. Y'all, it comes in a blue sapphire bottle. And, you know, Miss Olive, Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl, Olive, enjoys the blue sapphire. Also, y'all, did you notice on the shopping list that I did not have any limes? Y'all, they just didn't look good today at the Vonzie's. So I'm going citrus-free. Citrus-free with the Test Kitchen this week because, you know, Poodle and Squeaky Kitty ate all the other good lime. But Anyway, so y'all, here's the Bombay. Now, I've had this before, so I know this is going to be nice and smooth. Y'all, by the way, the one I had yesterday, it was very floral, but y'all, it gave me a nice warm feeling all over. So let's do the Bombay Sapphire. Here's the first taste. Ooh, that's good. Oh, yes, that's good. So, anyway, y'all, we'll be sipping that as we go along here for the rest of the little show. But, y'all, before the time gets away from me, I want to head down into the Fat Cave. Yes, Big Fatty!
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do.
This is in the BFO's sports desk. Just a reminder that the Winter Games ends with the closing ceremony this Sunday night.
Yes, Big Fatty.
F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, with the you heard the breaking news there. Y'all, the Winter Games are coming to an end this Sunday night, and so you can stop your boycotts of Coca-Cola and NBC and all those other things come Monday morning. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll be lovely, except we don't drink Coca-Cola. It's true. But y'all also. On Sunday nights, y'all, it is time to get it in your VRC. Yeah, gotta see y'all this Sunday night on the 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern, just for your own time zone. And y'all remember, this time of year they have like to have that GARF, the GARF tournaments are on. So y'all, sometimes they run a little over, so you might want to add a little extra time. But y'all, it's the kickoff of the Big Run, and y'all, it's the Big Run All Stars, and you know it's got the deaf boy and his mom, and the Afghanimals. And Team Kentucky. And y'all, then, of course, it's got that brunch. Big Fatty, have another swallow of your drink over there. I think I will. Yes! And then y'all, on Wednesday night, on the 26th of February, y'all, you know February is a sweeps month. That's why all these things start up in the February, you know, so they can get the good advertising dollars. Y'all, it's all about the dollar. That's how they get you. But y'all, it's the startup of the Brains versus Beauty versus Brawn season of the Survivor. And y'all, there's plenty of deliciousness on this season. And y'all, not all. I will tell you this: the beauty, you know, that's the good looking people. But y'all, there's good looking people on the Brains and on the Brawn teams also. And there's some brawny people on the Brains team, and there's some beautiful people on the Brawn. But I don't know. But anyway, y'all to go over there and check out. All the pretty people, y'all. I will say that the Survivor does get some lovely, just lovely dishes to be on their little show. So y'all, that's this coming Wednesday night, and y'all, the kickoff time is 8 p.m. in the evening, Eastern, just for your local time zones. Yes, Big Fatty. And then the last of the quiz programs, y'all. I'm not gonna play the music for it, but y'all, it's the dancing, and it's not coming up until the middle of March on the 17th. Oh, dear gussy. And y'all, there's even more to come. So, but you know, that's only about 3 weeks away, and they should be announcing who's gonna be on the dancing. here pretty soon. Y'all don't forget, noontime today, Thursday, I'll have a picture of all the cans up over there at the BFO. And y'all, I don't know what's up with Spot and Crazy, because Spot and Crazy said that we were going to have vulgar things posted over there at the Spot and Big Fatty during Gen Week. But anyway, y'all, I don't know what's going on. And Spot and Crazy's been given a verbal spanking. Daniel, can you tell us what we're missing on talking to Spot and Crazy?
And, Mexican, let's listen to that translation.
Oh, we should have been talking in Mexican. Big Fatty, that makes sense.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.